Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for September the 1st, 2022. Another Thursday evening. Boy, we're getting a lot of folks already coming out. This is great. As the winter as the fall turns to winter and the winter comes in, hello, everyone. Wow. Hi, everybody. Boy, this is great. And hi, Joanne. I haven't seen you there in a while. I guess you're busy figuring out what you're going to do. We'll have to connect, Joanne. Anyway, tonight's topic is nickel and dimed, a rough way to die. This is going to be an interesting topic, folks. I've got a lot of little subsets here, things that I wanted to bring up that I'm not going to make a separate show of just yet. So we'll bring those up as well. For now, we're going to stop for a moment and say our thanks to God and say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the ability to live in these rough times. The times are hard, and you test us, and only those who are strong will survive. For those who are strong will be blessed by your everlasting presence in the afterlife. We pray that you've chosen us to take on this task and trust us with your passing along your knowledge and your word. And we promise and we will share our knowledge with all those, the knowledge of a society that's dying because of a lack of God. And we'll let that word know. We'll get it out there. We will be your soldiers, Heavenly Father. Please look over us, guide us along our path, and steer us in the right direction. For all this, we thank you again. Amen. We have our list of donors for I guess I don't have a new one for September. I'll read the last August one was Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Mark, and Cherie, and current Premium Truth subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Charlotte, Diana, and Gary, and patrons Alicia and Dan. Thank you all. Thank you, everyone. Thank you just for coming here. If you can, you know, come here, sponsor, you know, support the show, even just by showing up, you know, throw some hearts and stars and Podbean points and whatever else you can do, and show your love, and most importantly, bring some more friends. We got the same folks, which is great, but we need more and more people. Share, let people know that we are here every Thursday night. We need to save this nation. It's getting worse, and it's getting more worse than I thought. And we need to stand strong as evil encroaches. Before we get started on the topic of the night, this is going to be fun, this topic. For those who are in Pennsylvania, anybody in the Pennsylvania area wants to travel from New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Donald Trump will be at the Mohegan Sun Arena, one of the best places I've ever, between Mohegan Sun and the Pennsylvania Farm Show. It's grand. Mohegan Sun is a beautiful place to have a rally. He's going to be up there supporting our local candidates for office in Pennsylvania, coming up in the fall. And let's see. So here's another great thing. So I'm watching the news the other day, and this is what happens with the news. See, so like the message posted in super chats. I'm just looking. Hang on one moment, please. Remind me to be safe and responsible. Yes, and yes, there you go. I'd like to remind friends to be safe and responsible on Labor Day weekend. Of course, Labor Day. Never drink and drive. Thank you, Eric. So that is very important. We do have Labor Day weekend coming up, which is kind of interesting because our labor is getting to be worth less and less. We're making less and less from the fruits of our labors as time goes on. And one of the things then was, I'm watching this Channel 16 up here in the ABC affiliate, and they're talking about the giving away the money to pay off the college debt. If I had $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 in college debt, especially for a degree that I never even used, I would be happy to get 10 grand to put towards it. I really would. I mean, I didn't turn away the money that they sent out for the pandemic. Heck, it was just some of my money coming back. Problem is, it's not, because when you get your money back, they still need to pay the bills. What I loved about this comment that they made on the Channel 16 on the ABC affiliate, it was a, they have a thing called Verify, where they verify if the things are true or not. And people were asking, gee, is it true? We heard that if that, that, oh, who was it? This, the congressman, or senator, rather, Senator Ted Cruz said that you figured out the amounts of that are being, we're going to spend paying off these debts for the college students, for the college loans. And every man, woman, and child alive today is going to end up paying $2,000 in taxes, something to that effect. I don't know the exact specifics. So the clown on Channel 16 says, oh, they're verifying. Who's a verifier? Of course, Washington, D.C., the Capitol, and the, you know, all the normal idiots that don't know any better. And they're like, no, taxes are based on percentage. Taxes are based on how much you make. Taxes won't change. So no, you're not going to be taxed $2,000. And they ended it there. And you know, that's half the truth. This is how the Democrats win, folks. They give half truths. It's true. Your taxes are not going to go up. Your taxes may go down. We're not going to pay in taxes, in our income tax, for these college loans that are being paid off. That's true. What they don't tell you is that the economy has to absorb that. Therefore, we're going to pay twice, double for everything that we buy. And our income won't go up. Neither will our deductions to the income tax. So our tax is going to be in the food we buy, the fuel we use. Everything we buy, everything we do is going to pay for that. It's going to pay for those, paying off those loans. They're idiots. I mean, I get so mad. And so I wish I could just throttle them. I wish I could get out there and reach through the TV set, grab them and just pull them through and you know, yank your chain. Damn. You know, I'm tired of this. I really am. I was thinking today about another thing. I'm kind of doing a mismatch here. I want to do a kind of a general show, but I do want to go do on this nickel and dime because that really torques me too. They're doing things to say, oh, this is a great way to vote. This is a great way to make things more fair. You know, the Democrats, what's the one thing Democrats want for everything, for local, state, federal, presidential elections? What do they want? They want popular vote. See, popular vote is Democrat. It's democracy. It's not a republic. The popular vote is the way the Democrats, it's a democracy. It's a democratic process. They like that, even though that's not the way our nation's supposed to be run. They like that because they've got the majority. If you have a state senator running and you're running a popular vote, Democrats are going to win every time if you have a big city in your state. Absolutely no doubt about it. Democrats will win. But they bury these things. I want you to notice. They had a lot of TV stations. Now I'm looking at a comment that Eric put here about WNEP 16. This is the station in particular. It's owned by a company that's turned a lot of local TV stations to trash. And soon to be former owner is Tegna. Former owner? Didn't know that one. Yeah, and the former broadcasting division of Gannett Newspapers. Maybe you can post in there, Eric, who's going to own it. I didn't catch that one. Anyway, so Sarah Palin lost the election. It was an interim election for the balance of the year in Alaska. And she lost it despite having a greater number of Republicans that love her. She lost because in Alaska, they've now gone to rank, I believe it's ranked choice voting. They had a nonpartisan primary and ranked choice voting. There's a number of different ways. There's ranked choice voting, and then there's a top two is another one where they pick the top two winners of the thing. And greetings. Hi, Chris. Thank you for coming. We're talking about some off topics until we get to the main topic. It'll be the last 15 minutes of the show. It'll be our main topic. So this ranked choice voting, what they do is they take all the candidates, throw them in a bucket, and they weed them down by who had the most votes, who had the second most votes, who had the third most, bang, and then the two with the most win. Could be Republicans, could be Democrats, could be anybody. It's a popular vote, folks. It's not a ranked choice. It's popular vote. It's un-American. The Democrats are always going to win. If you got a big city or you got a lot of Democrats in your state, Democrats are always going to win. Top two, throw everybody in a bucket. Everybody. Doesn't matter what party they are. Bang, top two win. Top two face off with each other. Could be two Democrats facing off with each other. Doubtfully, it'll be two Republicans. You'll never see this happen in a Republican state. The Democrats have more ways to steal elections than the ballot box. They have more ways to steal elections than mail-in ballots, than drop boxes, which are two of the most evil things, by the way. They're using every tool in the book to command our society and take us over. You know, I had a friend that, you know, I posted a thing. We had a big rally here that was to get rid of the mail-in ballots and the ballot boxes in Pennsylvania. And he's like, and he jumps between PA and Florida, and he's posted a comment. He goes, "Well, I'll be happy when my mail-in ballot, but from down in Florida." Well, sure, you're down in Florida. You could get a mail-in ballot anyway. You could have gotten it before. Standard General. Gannett. Yeah, Gannett. I did your thank you for correction, Gannett. Standard General Media. Not sure who that is. Eric says our TV station is being sold to Standard General. I'll have to look them up. Thank you, Eric. Ballot boxes are the most evil. And the problem is, you know, mail in. I'm gonna back up and play devil's advocate. Mail in ballot is legitimate way, if it's functional, to vote. I don't have a problem if a mail-in ballot's done right. Now, what do I mean by done right? If you have to request a mail-in ballot and you have to somehow confirm that when you mail it in that you actually agree to it, like a two-factor authentication that you use with your various apps and whatnot, it works fine. But when you can just take a blank ballot, mail it in, and not even have it postmarked, not even have the signature verified, no, I'm sorry. I got a problem with that. Ballot boxes are the worst. You can just dump whatever ballots you want in there. You can make them up. You can pull them out of your ass. Nobody even checks them. Nobody checks them. Nobody verifies those ballots are real. And all you have to do, if you want to do it quasi-legitimate, is go around from neighborhood to neighborhood in the inner city and buy the ballots. Hey, here's $10. Buy yourself a soda. Go get a mail-in ballot and give it to us. No, you need to show up. Get your backside out of your chair. Take a hike down to your polling place. Pull the lever. Show your ID and pull your lever. That's the only legitimate way to vote. But now you're not going to convince those Democrats any more about that than any of the other issues that are going on right now. Well, you know, and I'm going to make one last comment. Then we're going to go on the topic. We're going to get off this topic. But Eric was mentioning it's Sinclair. Sinclair Broadcasting Group. Me and Sinclair had it in 2016, Eric. We had an issue 2016 when I was running for delegate. They are the most evil people in the planet. They are worse than ABC, NBC, and CBS. That whole Sinclair group. They are just, I don't know who owns them, but it's got to be either China or it's got to be, I don't know, George Soros or one of them. Anyway, I'm off topic. So let's talk about the topic of the day. I got my notes all lost here. I don't do any of this from script, but I do take notes because otherwise I get so off topic. You can see where I go because I'm so frustrated about so many things. Nickels and dimes. I was thinking the other day. So let's start with that topic. I've talked about death by a thousand cuts. I've gone over this many, many times. It's the same thing. So death by a thousand cuts. Now I was trying to figure out why I personally am in such dire straits today. when yet I could, as a child, I could sell lemonade from a lemonade stand and go out and buy whatever I wanted to. My dad never suffered. He got made very little money. Why is the economy going? Why does is a curve straight to the north? Straight to the north when you talk about inflation. I mean, if you look at the actual curves, it's very scary. We're on a death spiral, basically. Then I began to think, what do we have to what are our costs today? Before I get too involved, you know, I'm supposed to, when I transition, I'm supposed to give our little pitch here. And I'm sorry I didn't give my pitch here, but last week I made a mistake. I gotta clarify this. Poor guy, we got a new sponsor, folks. Patriot Shave. So if you're gonna use a shaver and you're gonna use blades, why don't you buy American? Why don't you buy from vets? Why don't you buy people that support America and support US, the United States of America? And this is the one company that really does. Everything's all American. Part of it goes to the Patriot movement. To try and bring our country back. You can look at their information. Great company, wonderful people, another one of our sponsors, by just going to patriotshave.eamedia.online. I'll post that for you folks here in the window. patriotshave.eamedia.online. Please, yeah, check out our sponsors, because these are really great people, and they have a great, you know, a lot of great information and great stuff for us to support people that aren't Chinese. Let's support our own people. So please do check them out. I did post that in the window here as well. So great place to do business with. All right, back to our topic today. So what is different? So back in the day, we had a landline, copper connected landline telephone. We had our TV, which came over rabbit ears or over a wire hanger connected to the back of the set. And, you know, we ate together as a family at a table. We bought the basic staples, cooked our own meals. Now people go out, you know, and they just buy something, and you know, some fast food crap that's overpriced. Doesn't look overpriced, but when you look at it, the little bit of crap you get, you could make yourself a nice meal and have it for a few days. We used to do that. You know, I still do that today. I'm one of the most frugal people on the planet. My daughter, I'm sure, can attest to that. We had a thing called chicken and rice. I don't even remember what we called it. It's basically chicken. It was a chicken risotto with rice and a cream sauce. And I made a bucket full of that, and we'd eat it all week. My wife still asks for that. She goes out and she buys chicken, says, make this chicken. I say, I can only make it for 10 people. I can't make it for two people. Oh, last week, I make a big pot of homemade. Yeah, there you go, Anna. It still makes it. I make a big pot of spaghetti. Make it up, put some meatballs, put some sausages in it. We have it for a week. A whole week's worth of food. They don't do that anymore. People don't do that anymore. But it gets more ominous, because that TV we used to watch, you know, for those who, you know, I'm a, don't call me girlish, or maybe I shouldn't do that in this politically correct world or whatever. But for many, many years, I guess my ex-wife got me started watching these soap operas. And now they're all leaving. Some of them are just shutting down. And the last one now is Days of Our Lives. It's going off the air, off of network TV, and being put on Peacock. Now I can watch it free on the TV right now, but I'm gonna have to pay $4 a month or $10 a month without commercials, $4 with commercials, to watch it on Peacock. But if I want to watch Star Trek, which is another one of my favorite shows that I used to always watch, then I got to go to NBC, Paramount, whatever the hell it is. You know. It's insane. And I am going to check out these networks, Eric. Thanks. It's crazy that, you know, what happens is that, you know, people drive me crazy. I have argued the point. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to think with their brain. Every dime counts. You know, I had an uncle. I had an uncle. Now I got it. I'm going to ask Anna offline. She says Peacock's included with Xfinity. Is it the good Peacock where you can actually watch stuff, or is it the free Peacock where you can't watch anything? Peacock gives us crap for free. They'd love to do that. They say, oh, you can join Peacock for free. Then you go on there and you're like, you can watch the first 5 minutes and then you got to pay. Or here's a preview. You can't watch anything. So we'll have to take that one offline. It's the good one. Excellent. Well, now my question is for people. So here's the question. If you can get this from a provider, why do I have to go to a cable company and pay $200 a month for TV when I want, all I want is the package. I want to just connect with via the internet, and now I'm getting charged for it. Why can that get that be given free? I don't get it. I mean, this is what happens. The whole point is that they're going to get every dime they can possible for you. They know these cable companies. I'm not going to pay $200-$300 a month for TV. That's just stupid. You know, yeah, Young and Arrested, but they're all going to move over, right? Paramount, right? They're all going to jump off. All the shows are going to jump over, and now they're putting news shows back in. Who's going to watch nine? They already have 9, 10 news shows. They're going to replace Days of Our Lives with a news show in the afternoon. Yeah, at 4:30, they got news anyway. You know, they're evil. You know, and we did it. We did it to ourselves. We stopped putting bunny ears up, and we did it to ourselves. You can get 40 channels out with bunny ears right now. Right, me neither. NBC News Daily, my goodness. Well, I mean, we did it to ourselves. We can't blame anybody but ourselves. If everybody had stuck with the bunny ears and not supported these cable companies, we wouldn't have this garbage going on right now. We'd have free TV. We want to be charged for stuff. And you got to pay Peacock and Paramount and this and that and then Hulu. And by the time you're done, you forget it. Corporations are evil. I'm sorry. But more than that, government is evil. People laugh at me when I say that they call me cheap because I refuse to get an easy pass. Because in Pennsylvania, you got an easy pass. You have to always have $25 to $50 in that account. You know, if in Pennsylvania, if you use your easy pass to drive on the road, and that easy pass drops below the minimum, then you can't pay the toll with it. Let's say you got $5 and you have a $12 toll. They'll put you in jail for that. They'll take you to court for that. And literally, they will not give you a second chance. They won't give you a first chance. Yet, if you have no easy pass, you just drive right through it. They'll send you a bill, and you pay the bill, and you're done. But why do I not like easy pass? I don't like easy pass because I'm forced to keep $25 to $50 in that account at any given time. Doesn't sound like a lot now, does it? Doesn't sound like a lot. But when you've got 2 million people that have easy pass, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that's $60 million we're loaning the state. $60 million of our money we could be spending. Does that sound like a big amount? When you're paying Peacock $4.99 a month to watch one television show, and Paramount another to watch one television show, my question to you folks is, why do they not, if they bundle all this crap in cable, why do they not bundle this with all this garbage and bundle it all and put it in an online streaming thing where you don't have to buy the cable? You just buy your internet, and then you buy an a la carte package of these channels you want. For the cable companies, I can tell you why. This is greed. The cable companies demand, and the networks demand, that you pay as much as you can so they can show their sporting events. Look it up. I'm not making this up. 60% of your cable bill goes to pay for ESPN if you have cable. If you don't have cable, suddenly you're not paying for ESPN. That's why they're charging you for Paramount and for Peacock. They're still going to get their money for cable, for the sports. I don't know about you guys. I know there's sports fans out there. I despise sports. Sports is the most useless thing in the entire universe. Any sport. Now, I don't mind doing sports myself for a hobby. It's good exercise. You go out, you bicycle, you swim, you get in a baseball league, whatever. But commercial sports is stupid. It's worthless. It's useless. You get nothing out of it. You don't even get a story out of it. You know, at least you watch a soap opera. There's an ongoing story. There's a saga you can you get. There's a saga you can learn from. Sports, you learn nothing from. You get nothing from sports at all. You know? And there's a lot of great comments coming here. You can read them on the screen, folks. It's I'm running out of time, so I gotta finish the podcast here. But yeah, keep up with the comments. I love them. And everybody that's on the on live, please look at them and I think you'll enjoy them. Some good stuff. And I am noting them all down, by the way. But it's not just that. You know, you get onto things like phone service. You get one phone, then they're going to tack on another thing. And you need certain apps. You need something to block spam, and you got to pay for that. Nickel and dime is what's happening. When you add that up, think about it. If you've got five streaming services, you have cable, and you still need streaming services because some of them aren't on there. When you add this up, it's your whole paycheck, folks. It's your whole freaking paycheck. And it's just like taxes, nickel and dime. So you go out and you buy your car, you pay a tax on a car. Then you pay a tax on the fuel for it. Whether it's electricity or whether it's gasoline, doesn't matter. You're paying tax on it. You have to get tires. Now you're paying tax on the tire. You're paying an excise tax. You're paying excise tax on a tire, and you're paying tax on a tire. Oh, that's besides the regular taxes. Anna's mentioning houses, school, property tax. It's all that stuff. Now, yeah, that's besides all those taxes. Every dime adds up. And, you know, I had an uncle, my dearly departed Uncle Joe. Used to walk around and pick up pennies. This man had an eye for pennies. He had an eye for pennies. Well, you know, he was on my Jewish side, one of the Jewish sides. But boy, did he have an eye for pennies. I call him the real Jew. So I'm half Jew and half Christian. So there you go. So how I was raised. I was raised as a Quaker, which I'm not anymore, because that's a whole other story. But he would go down and pick those pennies up. One day I was walking with him when I got older. And I looked down, and he walked right past the tin can that was crushed on the ground. Soda can. So I'm just going to pick up the tin can. He's like, why? It's trash. Why would I do that? I said, because that tin can's worth 3.5 cents, and you're only picking up pennies. Why don't you pick the tin can up? You get 3 cents. Now, then he went around with a garbage bag picking up tin cans. I created a monster. My wife stopped at the recycling place the other day. Every 4 weeks, she goes out and dumps her cans off. She collects them at work. You know, you can make a living off of soda cans people throw away and beer cans. It's almost $100. Almost $100. A monster with Mary Poppins pockets. Yes, she is, Anna. You can make money this. You can make money the same way you can spend it. But the point is, stop digging into my pocket. Stop demanding money from me. I refuse. We all have to just stop doing it. Just stop. Don't do it. This is why we can't afford to live today. You know, I'm one of the cheapest people on the whole planet. And, you know, I was told, someone came to me, they was like, you know, you can save all kinds of money. You should look at it. The economy's going to get really bad. I said, yeah. And they gave me all these great suggestions. Well, guess what? I've already done them. I've been doing them since I was a kid when I was poor. I can't cut anymore. Yeah, good points. A lot of good points. We're coming to the terminus here. So we have to keep in mind, what can we do to help this? You know, we need to stop sponsoring these people. You know, I still get some bills sent to me in the mail rather than, even though I pay them online, they want me to go all electronic. Like, you know what? First of all, I don't like Greta Thunberg, so I don't give a rat's backside about the paper. But more important, all they're trying to do is save the postage to mail. Well, they mail bills in to put bills in the mail for the last 200 years. So now they're saying you're going to go digital. Don't send any more bills. But they don't lower your price, do they? Nickel and dime. Nickel and dime. They want you to bag your own groceries at the grocery store, but they don't give me the cashier's wage, do they? Nickel and dime. Nickel and dime. And it's not just corporate America has become the evil sidekick to governance. Corporate America runs. Corporate America is pushed by the deep state, and corporate America runs the government. Need to put our money where our mouths are. Need to put our money where our mouths are, folks. We need to stop accepting third-rate service. Stop accepting demand for money out of our pockets, even if we have to suffer for it. I'll sit here and read a book rather than pay for TV if the TV disappears. I can get lots of books to read. And yeah, I'll give Eric's final parting words here about wishing everybody a happy holiday weekend. Do visit your friends. Don't drink and drive. Do visit your friends, folks. It fears it's your family. It's time to be together. A lot of the bad weather across the eastern part of the United States is going to hopefully hold off. And pray for everyone who's had issues or troubles or problems with the of any type in this crazy world of ours, between the storms and violence and everything that's going on. It's just absolutely horrible. But please say a prayer for everybody this weekend coming up. And we definitely got to part ways at this point. So thank you for your participation. We had a great turnout tonight. Send your friends next week, every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Same time, same place. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, Marilyn. Love you. Love you. Great. And good night. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend coming up. And remember, I'm going to, one last thing, the last Saturday of the month, I'm going to make this reminder for now until the end of the month, or last Thursday, rather, the 29th, Thursday, the 29th of September, there will not be a podcast. I will be selling books. I will be selling my books on Thursday the 29th. So do not show up for the podcast. I will keep reminding people. Have a blessed week ahead. God bless everyone here. Thanks for stopping by. We end on this note. Have fun. Stay safe. Good night, everybody. See you next week. Same time, same podcast.